Rishami Shviyas Daf Samach, the new Perek, the Perek starts off the same way as the previous Perek, Klal Gadol Amru, this is called, before it was Klal Gadol, this is Klal Gadol Amru, and it discusses the halakas of Shviyas, Nogeya, to when you're allowed to use something that has Kedusha Shviyas, and use it for a different purpose other than its intended normal usage. When is that permitted? When is it not permitted? So the Mishnah starts off, Klal Gadol Amru B'Shviyas. Klal Gadol. We already had this explanation before. Daf Mem, Daf Nun Aleph, Nun Beis. Mefarshim explained Klal Gadol. We use the lashon Klal Gadol because by Shviyas is much more chumer than Trumas and Naisris. And it's Klal Gadol because it applies to all aspects of it. We're going to see Michael Adam, Michael Behema, and things of that nature make it much more of a significant halakha, a significant iser, a more general iser that includes many other things. And that's why we lesson to use Klal Gadol Amru. Suck the Mishnah. Klal Gadol Amru B'Shviyas. There's a Klal Gadol, a major rule that's said by Lachas HaShviyas. What's the halakha? Kol miyuchad le'orchel adam. Anything that is used specifically, that is miyuchad for a person to eat, orchel adam, that's used for a person to human consumption, as the Pneumosha says, like tainim, anavim, chitim, things of that nature, which normally people use for food for human beings. Halakha is, ein osin imenu melugma la'adam. You can't make it into melugma la'adam. Melugma, the Marfulda explains, is takboishes or retia. Use it for plaster or for a wound, to cover a wound, like a band-aid, to put over a wound. Upirish says, Marfulda, melugma mole lugma. Sh'derek pani adam lilos chitin mole lugma shalov anitin agab mimakasa. What they used to do is to put on a person had an open wound, they would take some wheat and they would put it in their mouths, they would chew it, make it soft, make it wet, make it moist, and then put it on top of the makah. That's the lashon mole lukma, which is put into your mouth, a cheekful. That is what people use the chitin for. If you use it for medicine or plaster, for other types of purposes, for cosmetic purposes, etc., the halacha is you can't use something that's made for shviyas made for human consumption and use it for even for a person, but not for food, but for miluk miladam, to use it for other types of purposes. And so, surely you can't say you can't use it for a behema. You can't use it to use as food for behema, or surely to use for type of medicine or anything like that, that you can't do. Why not a behema? What's the reason why? We'll see in the mission in a moment. A culture miyuchad le'adam, but something that's not miyuchad le'achal adam, it's not made for human consumption, but dafka, something that's made for animals. So the something that's used for animals, which means it's explains, like we said in the mission earlier, the Mishnah Moshe says, atiyah izo v'kronis, it's something that used the thorns, the bristles that a person wouldn't take, it would be harmful to him. The animals could eat it. So the halacha is, you can't use it here for plaster for a human being, for medicine purposes. But you can't use it for behemoth for purposes of that. And we'll see what the reason for that is. Now, but you can't use it for a behemoth. For you can't use it for purposes of a behema, says the Mafulda, the Ksiv Behemtachul Lachaya Shabatzecha Tia Kult was Alecho, Dava Royal Behema Lachaya Lachila Tia Lecho, Vlodasus Lamalukma. Torah says specifically, they adds the words Tvuas Alecho, animals to eat, but that's the only something which is made for animals to eat, and only could be used for eating and not to be used for even medicine purposes for an animal. So, Dr. Mishnah Vaita. What about something that's not miyuchad, not for either for human being or for animal consumption, not used for food for anything? Then the halacha is, but what do you do in such a case? One intended to use it either to eat or to animal, even though it's normally not done. not something usually that people eat, but here you intend to use it for an animal, to feed an animal, to feed yourself, or a human being. We give it the chumras of both, and we give it the halakas, the chumras of both, and the chumras of both mean that the mefarshim explain that it would be usher to do it all for any type of medicine purposes. Chermi adam zakta penema zakta mari fulda. Ein osim ena malug mafilu la adam. V'chumel beima asher asher l'shalk. And you can't use it for malugma, for a person, and you can't use it for the animal. You can't use it lebeima. You can't use it for anything for an adam. And it can't use it for behemah. The Gemara is going to explain what the chumrei behemah is in a moment. We'll see in the Gemara. Also the shalkan, because you can't soak it, you can't do something with it, to process it, that you can't do. You can't do it, and we give it the chumras of both. Chishav le'etzim. What about a person who intends to use it for firewood? Already ke'etzim, halach is you have to treat it with like wood. Wood means that there's not royal lechila. It's not ready for any usage except for firewood, and there's no chumra, no dine shvius there. It has no kedusha shvius. Gagone seyav esov akurnes. These things, these type of plants that are not ready to eat at all. But the there sometimes you could use it as food in a certain, if you process it a certain way. But most people use it in a natural state, use it for firewood. For the burn, the fire, and therefore it loses its kedusha. It doesn't have it. It doesn't get a kedusha shvius, and that would be again the halacha would be. It's meaning asavim ma'olim aleihem lizria. Says the Marfula, these things are types of grass, many types of grass that grow without any planting, just grows wild. So these things are not generally edible unless a person really has to. And mainly, therefore, we consider it only le'etzim. It's made for burning, and therefore the halacha is there's no din kedusha shvius here as well. Zakta Gamar, Kagalam Shvias. When you say Kagalam Shvias, the question is, what does it mean, halacha, that halacha is between Michael Adam, Michael Behemah, Chia, Rabun, Bachia, Boy, Kam, Rav Zera? He asked him a question. Oh, you called him Agalay, Bamaya, Perasha. He had food that was right for Adam and for Behemah, were included in the Pasig of Shvias, Haiba Pasha. Including Shvias, the halacha is each of them have two Shvias. Ma Chomes Mema, what makes you say that Ochi Adam, Edosim, Melugma, Mema, Osim, Melugma? Both of them seem to put in the same pasuk. The Torah uses the pasuk for both. In the parsha, it's in the same pasuk. I mean, Mela, therefore, what makes you in the Mishnah, where does the Mishnah get to make a chilek between Ochel Adam Ochel Behema? One you can use it for medicine purposes and one you can't. Says the Marfulta, the Ksili Sheshev Sa'arat Lachem La'okla, Uksili Hemtachol Lachai Asher Ba'atzecha. It's all the same halacha, the same Mishnah, the same pasuk. The Torah tells you in Pasig and Farika Chavei, in Pasig Vav and Pasig Zion, it tells you that Alok Abay Makai both are the Kushe Shvias. So Macham is a Mema, I Yisloima that you can have, this you can't. What do you make a chilik? The Torah doesn't make any chilik, and the Torah puts it in the same Pasig. So where do you see that you can make one Alokilokwa, and when you can, what's enough? What's the source? Zakta Mara, Rav Zeira, Rav Zeira says, I'm a late Sedra Chunab Avunan, Shevz al Arvitz la Okla. The Torah says, should be for you, Shabbos la Okla, to eat. Means that you're allowed to eat it, dafka to eating, but you can't use it for any other purpose, like medicine purpose or anything like that. Miyud. Torah says it's a miyud. Miyud oichli adam ain't osim lam lamukma. Means tell you that most things are miyud oichli adam ain't osim lam lamukma. The look is that you can't use things. It says for you, so it's for you, for an adam to eat and not for an animal. Not for use it for any other purpose, medicinal purposes. But by behemah, it doesn't say for you, and maybe therefore it could be used for both. He doesn't say, miyat oichli adam enosim in melugma. There's a miyat in the Torah that says, in the Pasik, tells you, zaktim rafulda. Miyat, what does it mean? Miyat lachem okla? Siv l'okla mashma dafka lachila. Miyat oichli behemah kushi. Well, I'm going to explain what the Torah says by achila, limiting it dafka to achila by an adam. Mashma that for melugma, it'd be also to use. It's the dafka lachila adam. But not behemah. Freak the Gemara. What do you mean not behemah? Behemah l'chor is the same halacha. Miyat oichli behemah. Let's say the same thing. Let's say the animal foods as well. It's only used for what he caught. Just like your halacha is the... you said me the oichle behema you can't use it for an animal for medicine, but you can use it for a person. Why? Let's say the same thing. That oichle behema is dafka oichle behema for eating, but anything else you can't use it means you can't even use it for medicine purposes for an adam either. Should be, but let's include it as well. So Frank the Mama called him Kushi. Lemelakam kitchen my oichle behema. So why are you making the drasha that by adam oichle is oichle not excluding for anything else to use for medicine purposes. So why don't we say the same thing? Dorza oichle behema. Oichle, the same thing should be considered dafka for oichel and not even to use for an adam for medicine purposes. So how do you explain? I'm Rabbi Bachia. Kabidushat to Dorish Shavi Midrash Rishon Ein Zeh Midrash. Any drasha that you darshan on it and then you shove it, you contradict it from a different one, Midrash Rishon Ein Zeh Midrash. It's not a good midrash. In other words, since already we explained that halacha is that that foods from animal foods, the halacha is you can use for medicine for human beings. You want to come back now and say it. The pasuk just tell you the opposite. You can't use it. We don't come back and do it. We don't come back and change the drasha. Says the marful to explain this gemara. We already established in the first pasuk that by ochli adam it's for eating and not balukma. Dafka there. Mashma only ochli miyuchli adam. Mashma from that pasuk. We didn't have a second pasuk. It would tell you clearly. Only oichli adam is made for adam for akila and therefore for shvius and you can't use it for malugma, you can't use it for medicine. Mashma if it's oichli adam behema you'd be able to use it then. Comes the next pasuk you want to dash in this oichli behema then now say that it should go back and say oichli adam that even for malugma la adam is also aser. No, you're coming back to change the drasha that we dash in the first pasuk that we don't do. We don't come up and we have a drasha from pasuk number one and make a diuk. Now you find another pasuk, you want to make a diuk. If I can't go back to the first one, it's a midrash. We don't darshan such a thing. We don't make such a drasha. And it does not apply. Therefore, the halacha in the Mishnah blibed that for adam, Michael adam, you can use it for food, not for malugma, not for medicine, but Michael behema you can use for an adam for medicine, but not for a behema. The Gemara continues. Another way to learn the Gemara in the Mishnah. Mar Yosef Elav Malakain. Yosef didn't say this pshat in Rav Zeira. Maybe there's another pshat. Ella. This is a different way to learn the Gemara. A different way you learn pshat in the Pesukim. The Torah says, meat that dafka for meat for eating. Not for anything else, you can't do it. You can't do it for medicine. You see, eating means dafka. That by shvius is only for a purpose of eating, nothing else. However, miyut acha miyut. Derei then tells you another miyut that tells you that halacha would be that it says a second time doing tlachara miyut acha miyut coming to rabba. It's coming to include something. What's it coming to include? Coming to include that maybe you can use for adam. So not like we said before, that appears before, that the pasuk number one tells you oichel dafka oichel not malugma, and if you can't come back and say oichel beima is to asher malugma la adam because it's already told us that in the first pasuk that only Michael adam is asher malugma la adam but not Michael beima, so you can't come back and change it. Here we're saying different. Here we're saying fakert. That's exactly what the pasuk is telling you. If your miyut akam miyut is only the rabbos, and therefore you have the first miyut that excludes it, and the second miyut excludes it again, must be. That therefore, the coming rabbis to tell you that malugma la'adam is permitted, is mutter, for Michael Behema, not for Michael Adam, but for Michael Behema, it would be considered mutter. Fake the Gemara, Rabbi Oklei Adam. Mar says, now you're telling me that we're including by Oklei Adam that halacha would be that you can do it. Maybe I'll tell you. That even oichli adam then, once we come in the rabbos, so why only include the rabbo? Why only add that the Michael Behema you could do malugma, you can use for medicine? Maybe it's coming to go back and be moisiv and to add the rabbos, even oichli adam is considered you can use for medicine purpose. Lav davka achila. So the answer the kaidem rabbi benachia, you can't learn the pasuk this way in the pasuk to be matur it, because Rabun said, you can't go back and undo the drasha, and therefore, using that same that pshat that we said before, you can't come back and say there must be a drasha with mayit, and if we're mayit, we can come back later to be marbe, and therefore it would be it remains that Michael Behema is you have to use for a medicine for another. Amar Basna, b'shemiata, when you come to mayit the first thing, oichli adam miata, oichli adam is miata, that's excluded, then you can't use it for anything else. B'rita, when you come to include shvius to use later to clip to use for other reasons, oichli behema ribasa, then it comes to tell you that oichli behema is miyasa. So mele again, you can read the psukim that way, that be'etzem what it's doing, and Rav Fulda explains the Gemara, that it's coming to miyut acha miyut l'rabos, but the second pasuk is really a miyut, it's not a miyut, it's a miyut from Michael Adam to miyut that you can't use for medicine. Comes the comes the ribs. The Torah comes to include things that say you're allowed to even include even things for medicine. To include, you already have this that you included, where you see it from. The Torah is not coming to be ma'id, but rather coming to read it. Svar l'rabos, says the Ma'ful, that the Mestaber, the Pasik, is coming to tell you la'ravino, not to be ma'id. Coming to Ravina to include, which means you could even use it for medicine purposes, right? And that's what Uch Lebeim is doing, the coming to include that part of the Pasik. So that's the Pshat in the Mishnah. Explains the Halacha why Oikle Adam also look for medicine, and Oikle Beim, Michael Beim is mutter. Zok to Gemar. Oikle Beim, Gabi Oikle Beim, Ma'alasim and Tzavuin. Hey, what about, are you allowed to make Tzavuin for me? You're allowed to make things that die, you're allowed to make things to prize them for die, like we had before in the Gemara. Dye the skin or dye begadim. You're allowed to do that, use it for that. It's an Oikle, but what about Tzavuin? You know, you can't use it for medicine, but maybe you can use it for this. Is this considered like making it for medicine, like making it Lugma or not? Or is it considered maybe like Oikle? Okay, Moshe explains the kasha that if we're matir maluk maladam, but then it's a kalachomu. Mam oichli adam shasalas maluk maladam. You're allowed to make tzvuin, and surely you're allowed to go ahead and make tzvuin adam by Michael Behemi. You're surely allowed to go do that. So the Gemara wants to know what's the halacha by maluk malagabe Michael adam Michael Behemi, using it for purpose of a tzvua to dye it. So Gemara said, let's see. You have a kalam. I am a little adam. She knows me. I'm a little adam. I swim to an adam. If you have a local oikli adam, you can't make a medicine, but you can use it for tzvu, and you can use it to dye the clothes or dye something. Oikli be emer jazam. I'm a little adam. Got you in the gossam with fin. Surely you could go into the car. It's a kalakalima. You should be able to do that. So Gemara says, that would differ. That Yama Kasha, it's Pashi, the Kavachoma, then you can do it. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Okay, what was his Kasha that you could make a Tzavuim? What was the Kasha originally? He asked him, are you allowed to make Tzavuim or not? Ma, what's the Halacha? Why not? Matzalas Tzavuim, because you see a Kavachoma, you can do it. So Gemara said, no, Mine Melugmos. Agabe, using things that are making that are used for not Roy Lachila. By Mine Magmos, the type of thing that's used Dafka for making medicine that you don't really eat, it's not used for food. It's not edible. It's not for human consumption. It's only made for medicine. Then the Quran said, that's the question. What about using those for Tzvuadam? So we're refining the question. We're changing the question. The question is not Stam, can you make a Litzeva? Of course, if you have a Kavachoma, you can make a Litzeva. Well, the question was, this type of thing, meaning the malugmos, things that are not right to eat at all, only right for malugmos, only for medicine, can you use that for tzvayin l'adam? Are you allowed to use that to make things? That's the Gemara's Kasha. That's the way he learns the Gemara's Kasha. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to use it for that purposes. So, the Gemara, l'chayra, we are still have a kavachom. We can remember about vary this also. My mother and I was one of the Adam. Also, it's really Adam. My name is Lugmio. She also remember Lugmio Adam. Lugmio is things made dafka material species that can only use for medicine. You can't use it for food. Surely, look at you can just make it. Surely, you can make it to Adam. So, have a kavachom again. Have a kavachom. It's your Shaila. Even if you revise Shaila, the Maya say it's a din kavachom. So the Gemara says, "Enochanami." Look how we accept that's pashut. So then we have two different dinim that we thought was the pshat in the Mishnah. Both of them we said are simple mekavachayma that it's mutter. So what is the case? Lo tzricha d'lo. So what is the case? We don't need it for this shaila. What is the shaila we asked? Oichlei beema malasim tzvon lebeema. That's what the Gemara wants to know. We're not talking about olchi yadam. Talking about olchi beema. Oichlei beema. Can you make tzvon lebeema? That's the question. Is that permitted use or not? To take the Michael Behema, which is not roi for eating, but it's roi, you can use it to make tzvon behema to color the skin of the animal, or dye clothes, etc. The question is, can you oikle behema? So oikle adam we already established. But what about oikle behema? Can you go make tzvon? Can you make it? You make colored clothes with this? That's the shaila. That was the Gemara shaila. So Gemara says, commonly adam I'm oikle adam, just like you said, gabi oikle behema, so I'm oikle adam. Osim in tzvon adam, the kavosi oikle behema, and osim looking oikle behema. Now sabem tzvon behema, you could go still make it. So here we have the same limud that we have from the case before from Adam, that just like over there, you can't make mulk Adam. Yet the halacha is you can make tzvayim, surely, which we said, and also mulk mulbehema, you can't make that, you said you can't do, you can't use it for plaster, the chayra, not so much of average, but the same thing you make tzvayim. So maybe tzvayim is mutter or tzvayim is asu. What's the halacha by tzvayim? What is the halacha by tzvayim by behema? So the Gemara tries to explain and says, listen, maybe you have a different way to understand. Rav Yossi, I'm Rav Yossi. What's the halacha? What's the reason why oichli adam can be used for tzvah and you can use it for dye? Shachin tzvi adam yesh lo kedusha. Because things that you're dying for some humans, that's what is kedusha. It's totally mitzvah. It has a din kedusha. It has a din kedusha. So if it has a din kedusha, then memela is a kedusha shviyas. So now I'm achu behemah tzvah behemah. So now should we also be mati oichli behemah levayim with tzvah behemah in olim kedusha? But tzvah behemah don't have a din kedusha. Maybe not. Maybe you can't do that. So you see that the Gemara Shaila, maybe Enochanami would have a Kavachoyma. But since Mechle Behema, Tzvarin Le Behema, you're making for the Behema itself, and there's no Kedusha. There's no Kedusha. Maybe there's no Din Kedusha. That means you can't do it. So you can't do it. It's not enough to give it any type of level of Kedusha. And therefore you shouldn't be able to do it. That's the way my fool learns the Gemara's Kasha. Mashenkel Behema, that's Tzvila Ibud Ula. Going to Ibud, ain't some Kedusha. The Mashayakel Tzvarim, it's not Shayak. We don't do the Tzvarim. So the whole thing doesn't make any sense. What are you using it for? What's the purpose of it? What's the purpose of it? So what exactly is the level of Kedusha? So the Gemara says, it does have a level. So the Gemara, L'gabit Aloha, we said, that something is Royal Michael Behema, the Gemara has a Shai, Nika Chumri Adam, Chumri Behema. We said in the Mishnah, we go ahead, we give it a din of Chumri Adam, I give it a din of Chumri Behema. So Gemara said, we understand what Chumri Adam is. Chumri Adam is you can't use it for medicine or any other type of purpose. What's Chumri Behema? What is that Chumri for? What Chumri are we talking about that it's considered Michael Behema, not Michael Adam? It means you can't go ahead and cook with them. Special din that the halacha is something that's shvius that you for Michael Adam that a person's going to eat. You're allowed to cook it. You're allowed to cook it and in any form that you want. So to be able to eat it because not right to eat this way. You can't go ahead and cook it for behind to feed it to an animal that we don't allow. That is not allowed, and that's the chumri of a behemah, chumri adam, we know. Chumri behemah is the idea, you can't make it, you can't go ahead and cook it. Mamela, therefore, that's more chumri adam behemah than chumri adam, because chumri adam, you can do it, you can cook it, and therefore that's what it's telling you in this case, we get chumri behemah and chumri adam together.